It's the 5th of January, and today is a recovery day for me. Yesterday, I was really honoured to be part of a walk with good friends Gina and David Pennington, who were completing their 214th Wainwright, the final one, and they decided that Melbrake would be the final ascent to attain that particular fantastic achievement. Now, I set off from Cheshire early doors. It was cold, freezing fog. And by the time I'd got near to Blencathra, it was -5. The sun had come up and Blencathra itself was beautifully lit, golden, and just this little sugar coating on the top. So I had to stop and take some pictures. I have to say, as I pulled into the lay-by and got out the car, I started to slip and slide. There was ice on the floor, and it was cold. So I took a few snaps, jumped back in the car, and drove on over to the Kirkstile Inn. Now, for those that turned up yesterday, myself and David will apologise, because we turned up at the Kirkstile Inn, which was originally going to be, and I'm laughing slightly because it's not the first time that I've managed to get to the wrong place. There's a famous story of David and I deciding to meet once at the Dungeon Gill. As you know, there's the old and the new, and we both zapped around between each one, Elter Water, looking for signals, and just kept missing each other. This went on for the best part of 2 hours. So, unfortunately, I have a bit of a reputation for not being in the right place at the right time, and did it again yesterday because Gina and Dave had changed the location to Scale Hill. Now, it wasn't too far up the road, but anyway, we managed to get it back, and we began the ascent up to Melbrake. If you personally haven't walked up there before, then you won't be aware that the Northridge ascent is quite an ascent. It's extremely steep. You initially walk on a scree path, but there is quite a bit of scrambling up there. I mean, it's relatively well defined, but it becomes near vertical at times. In fact, what was quite something was, as we were actually going up, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a greater collection of pacer poles before, but the sound of them click-clacking on the rocks was reminiscent of some huge outdoor knitting convention. Great poles. I mean, I use them all the time, but, you know, you really did need them yesterday. From a photographic perspective, the walk was slightly different for yours truly, in that normally when I go out, I am looking for pictures all the time. Now, don't get me wrong, I did the same yesterday. But because it was their walk, I didn't want to become a burden, and I took the light camera gear. Now, I have two sets. I have full-frame gear that I normally shoot on, and I have the smaller kit, which is my Fuji X-Pro 1. It's an absolutely beautiful camera. It's like a proper old film camera to use. So I took that yesterday. No tripod. I literally shot on the hoof. And every now and then, I mean, the light was glorious. I mean, it did come in later on, but with the clouds, but the light was glorious. Was able to take some pictures, which I'm very pleased with, and I used as well the Lee 7.5 system that goes with that. I've been using Lee now for many years. I personally find them the best of the filter systems, and using yesterday again when I've looked at the images through Lightroom this morning, there's no colour cast whatsoever, which is important because some of the others do actually give a cast. I know you can remove it, but it's easier to have it right from the outset, and that's the way I've always worked. It was cold. There's no getting away from it. It was quite cool on the ascent, and I decided that I would wear the Berghaus Elam jacket that I have. It's an 850 down. It's extremely warm. I've worn it once before. It's a relatively new jacket. But I only had to wear a thin base layer with it. And I was absolutely like toast. Now, if you look at some of the pictures that have been posted on Facebook, you'll see I also wear the furry trapper's hat, which I like, being of devoid of hair on the top of my noggin, I find that it's one area that you really do find it gets very cold very quickly. Conversely, in summer, it gets very hot. So the ascent up there was grand. We stopped once on the false top, just to sort of get our bearings, have a bit of a chat. And then we moved on over to the proper summit. And it was lovely to see both David and Gina being given this archway of pacer poles and poles by people who were there. And they walked through that. And then, of course, we had the Prosecco and Gina's wonderful brownies, which I have to say would sell in any shop. They are renowned. So, and I'm not just saying that, by the way, so I can get some more, but they are wonderful. The descent down, we decided rather than just drop down towards Scale Force and walk round the bottom of the of Crummett Water, that we would descend and shorten the walk slightly. And we went down quite a severe descent. Yours truly undertook his regular trip of literally falling. It was only a small stumble. It's just me. I have a habit of doing it. In particular, I normally fall in becks and stumble, that is. I don't really fall. I've never fallen flat on my face yet. But I did drop a couple of times yesterday and provide a bit of cabaret. But no harm done. Anyway, we eventually finished the walk. It was lovely to chat with people that I'd only ever met via Twitter and Facebook before. And it's nice to see real people rather than these virtual people that you converse with. And we had a very convivial drink in the Kirkstile. I made my way back home later on. Got stuck in a mountain of traffic on the M6, which was appalling. And reflected later on by looking at the pictures that had been posted. Great day. Absolutely great day. 2015 hopefully will be a great time for all of you that are listening to this. I don't just mean all of you listening, but you know what I'm saying. It's. I just hope that it is good for everybody. There are a few things coming up personally in the very near future. David and I will be undertaking some more wild camping. That's all part of a commission that I have for the Great Outdoors Mag. David's been very gracious. He's a cracking guy. He's going to help me with that. And we've already done a couple and that's been good. Then our book will be out around the springtime, the Waterfalls and the Walks to Waterfalls book, which has some great stories on there. It's not just about walking. It's about the history and the stories around these places. And then one for your diary on January the 14th at 9 o'clock on BBC 4. The fabulous film by Terry Abram, Life of a Mountain, Scawfell Pike, has been abridged and will be shown for an hour. I'm very honoured to be and have been a part of that film. It's only a small part I have, but there are some great giants of the outdoor world on that particular program, and I wish him all the best. He's got a fabulous style about him, and it is an iconic film and has rightfully been awarded as such. So I will post on here from time to time. There will be some of the pictures on Twitter. There will be follow-up blogs on my own and on Berghaus's website. And if you wish to get in contact with me, fantastic. Go on the website www.waswaterphotography.co.uk and you can contact me there. So I'll sign off and let's hope we have a bit of a winter with some nice white snow all over the place, but nothing that grinds everywhere to a halt. Thanks for listening.